16 years to apologize. Okay, this one is called Descent. Maybe we're tired or hungry, this baby and I. Maybe we just need a change. She cries, pressurized, protesting expulsion from this white cathedral of quiet, which rests flatly on a boundary of something denser, invisible. We shudder, descending, dipping down into that dirty complex of dark glass, metal canyons, and search as fuel amongst divisions and organizations. The wing flaps slide down and bow back. She screams on. I hold my breath.
Thank you, Jim. And next up we have Tom Jordan.
I could also hear, but I won't just find one here by it. Just fairly recent. I don't think it has a title. And the night sang to us, while the lips that wanted to touch were parted. Sweet, you were so sweet to me then, like the apple of August, delicate and easily bruised, separated by a burly doorman. Largess, fool to all that. I will remember, I will forget, I will regret, and I will regret. Use me wisely, we are together now again, so despise the fool that dares to dream. Summer is summer no more to me, like the booming swallows I long to flee to a place which harbors warmth for me. Though the sun shine, though the warm breeze caress and try to fondle me, there is no relief, there is no relief. Am I not also afraid of tramping streets alone by night, of music soft as the July night, of fairy tales and melodies, of wanton kisses and memories? Do I not know the plight of man? Though sensitive, I'm merely one who seeks his own gain. Stand or fall through vicissitudes and clarion calls. No hero out of books, and that's for sure, a lonely soul that dwells inside a bore, dying in a shock of colour, vermilion. And these are all just rambling, God knows what. I read this one before and it sounded okay. I don't know what it sounds like now. We'll have a go. Through years I've met it like some eternal vacant stare, and I'll say hello to my new friend, Mr. Havocare. I'm busy at work in the morning now, distilled from the night's chore. No one can complain to me about life, I've been through it all before. Pungent aroma of regret will cast a shadow on the floor. Trample it down, stuff it up, resist the nasty nerd, the bastard. Till some unseemly thing is here again, another desperate tale of sodomy or invention. Years go by, the same old story, no one to take to task. So why ask? Filth has invaded this haven, suggestive and forlorn. I'm no zen purified jackhammer beating out words that live. I have nothing with which to ally in my feverish desire and my mortal guilt. I need to be told something now, but there's no one to say. Better listen with your eyes and stay quiet. You'll never hear it. Just a succulent moment with dewdrops and angel eyes, a velvet couch with a pair of tights. What I ask for is not much, a personal touch, warm wet push. You seem surprised. Don't laugh now, this is precious. Gently or you'll spill it. I'm no profound ascetic, have no remedy for the cold. Darwin, Dostoevsky, Dawkins, Burroughs, Poe. Yeah, to pass a moment and taste the northern snow, tucking blankets around me or piling the fire high. I never feel so much warmer for all of Narayan's blue India sky, lost in the skin of my here and now, cut off from those I would love. What discreet venture will excite me next? How will time treat my ragged flame? My ragged frame, where will the greatest pain? And she who I love with such furor, will we meet in evermore? Time will stay the falling guises of metronomic encounters. Love might yield deeper penetration, some noble, some great ideal. But this,
in his vacant longing evermore and evermore, twice bitten, thrice shy. Do fools awaken just to die if she has scented shoulders and fixed expressions on her face? You never see her wearing heels or lace? A lady's lady I know about, soft and yielding, lithe and wielding. Touch me with your mind and I'll give you back in kind. There is an awful lot of free play on the simple page. Wind with it, with me. Upon the last September, July it is now, I remember. Ah, yes, there will be time for decisions and revisions that a minute can reverse. What is Elliot? Elliot, ah, who said it? And we loved him for it. We loved with open hearts. That was just a dream, as I recall. When soldiers' hearts were giving in joyous, forgotten in flowers from other years. What was your fancy? Oh, the daisy looked like a smile on you. The rose you never wore. The sun shining on your lap. The garden like an island. Bliss, whip, throve. Grove. What is this? Oh no. Should have seen the signs were plain. Lost now, nevermore, have her to blame. You wilt like a flower in the sun. With her, you touch once. That's the end of that.
Thank you, Tom. Next up we have Miriam Casey.
The boys marched down the stone corridor and grumbled themselves. One of them aimed a kick at the wall as he complained. Where the hell is this room? Must be invisible. Suddenly they saw a turning to the left. Weary they trudged around it to find a vast open door. A little unsure they huddled together and looked inside. It was dark and they couldn't hear anything. One of the boys began to curse. Some writing class but nobody there. A strong voice interrupted him. You're wrong, come inside, all of you. Amazed, the boys did what they were told. They could not see much, just the outline of a table and a chair. Without thinking, a few of the boys went to sit. The voice interrupted them once more, keep standing. An 18th passed before the voice continued. You're here to become writers. Not poor writers, not bad writers, but great writers. To be a great writer, you must first hear a melody. Soft strains of music began to fill the room. Well, the voice asked. But there was no reply. The boy stared straight ahead blankly. Another strain began. Sometime later, a boy queried, "Is it the foggy too?" "Correct, young man. Sing with it. Hold it." The boy shuffled uneasily and began to hum. The voice began to speak in a softer tone. "Your name?" The boy became aware that it was the voice of a woman. "Anthony," he replied. "The next step is to come this way," commanded the woman in a tone which was final. Shaken and alarmed, the boy found himself descending steps. Until they were walking in a deep, almost seemed more confined place. You spent some time with your thoughts, came the voice, as each boy was guided into a small cell with a hole up high to allow light through. This will be your home for a few hours. Enjoy your writing. Anthony stared in horror at his surroundings. He was tired and was hungry, and he could see that there was no place to sit. There seemed to be no way of getting out from the inside. Just the light up above to tell him that he was still alive. Began to hum the foggy tune again, and as his legs began to buckle under him, he sank to the floor. He heard a noise, a sudden one. Anthony held his breath and didn't move, and there was the noise again, and this time it was a squeak, as Anthony's eyes found the shape of a mouse edging his way a little closer to him. Anthony smiled and felt happier. He was not alone. The light seemed to become stronger in the room. Eagerly he searched his pockets to find his cat eaten by chocolate to share it with the mouse. And as the sun far away, a line began to come to him. Life, is it a dream or is it a cup? Is it a stream or is it a stop? The door opening waiting for him from his thoughts, and Anthony followed the others up the steps. I hope that you've learned from your experience, came the lady's voice, as the boy found himself once more in the darkened room. Inspiration can come from what seems the most lonely. Anthony began to smile as he told his friend the mouse and his own rude arrival to share his home. The woman's voice seemed to be firmer and yet strangely further away as she informed them. This is the end of today's class. You may leave. The woman made her way to the door, and as Anthony followed her outline, it seemed to him to take the shape of the mouse.
Thank you. Next up we have Saskia Byrne.
Saskia.
Okay.
counting two. Under the tight bud of the new moon, the delicate crumb of pouring, of a silver dancing river rushing seaward, spilling the light into an ocean of wandering. Among black basalts I lay remembering deep and fairy, where the hosts carry their devotion like a fragrant flame, washing over the dark goddess who rides atop a white and swarthy stallion in the midst of Avalon. The smoky landscape clustered in the frosty air, the nectar of those swirling revelers making their way to the mother core, reminding me of the perfect dance that was never forgotten. And piece by piece, we reclaim that which we thought was lost, but never was. And wave upon wave, we turn and spin, and share the narrow confines of who we thought we were, breaking free forever. We count our coups, and dream, and summon, and intend. Spirit and flesh converge. Schliebnemann. Stars cover the space of sunset, stippled over Schliebnemann, blankets of midnight velvet drape the horizon, where seven counties collide on a clear day. The path is sheer, hewn from the mountain's amethyst wings. Thousands of feet have gripped the strong thread. Place of the sea, star people, whispering beyond the silence of the cairn, stone upon stone, layer upon layer. If hungry for solitude we pass, yearning for lost sacredness, directed by a gust of wind or a patter of unseen feet. Lay your head across the whispering mound and enter the ancient slipstream. Come the fairy women call from Schliebnaguna. Come down to us, for the wind is high and storm is gathering fast. Like a child, you would join them in midnight revelry until dawn would find you sleeping on this cairn like a fawn.
Thanks, Saskia. So, the little green gathering, 9th, 10th, and 11th of August. I'll be here, Steve, so.
Where?
In County Wexford. Little green, Enniscorthy, near Enniscorthy. You all get 5 minutes up there anyway. Okay. Bring a tent. Next up to the open mic is the Jean Barry.
Hey. Thanks, Bob. I think so. Great, they enjoyed it. This poem was last week's five words. It's called Images. I reached out through my waking eyes to the rich fog that had fallen from the pane's cracked ceiling. My fingertips I found and touched the bouquet of memories that sat yelling on the bedside locker. Unrolling back the carousel of history that stanched me warm all night, I stepped my first on cobbles from Parnell Place, blobbed with the steaming greenish piles donated by sudden sweaty unarmed soldiers. They were cold as your new home. And in the on the grassy floor of the bathroom, my toy stubbed on remnants of the half-built cabinet that had entertained your night shift. A lineage of weary tools that January's decorations sucked on a well-deserved rest. Your smoking cigarette shot from the brass-stained showerhead, refusing to burn me. I watched anyway, lathered myself in never-ending verses of your song, and turning the control knob to the past, I danced before I dried my mustached body clean. Back in our bedroom, the windows undressed themselves to trails of anxious grey morning smoke that plucked the greetings from families of aging chipped and tubeless chimney pots. Our childless streets of no sounds and shadows was painted morning black, reflecting colourful images of your crying boy that I never knew. To the left I saw your wedding photograph, all new. A monkey sat upright on my pillow mould, index finger to the hairy lips and whispered, "Now I understand how much you miss him. Thanks."
We've gone way over our score, apparently, but if you have a very quick wink, lightning quick link, wink to the bar there, you might get one last time. And that's going to be the end of it. We're literally going to be kicked out of here in about 15 minutes. So. And we've only got 200 photos from there. Okay. Four of us.
Five.
That's a far stretch of the imagination, man. If you get kicked out by your man downstairs, don't blame me.
Okay, just call
him
the same,
please. Alright. Next up to the other mic, Mr. Seamus Harrington.
Thanks, Bob. Bluebird. For over 3 years, his own record stood since Dumbledon. Now he's on Coniston water once more, a weather window at last. The very first leg, level and flat, sheer thrust, jetting red hot up on her flaming point. 250 plus 47, over. So awfully close, just three to go. Sea anchors bite around again. No turning back, no extra fuel, the bravest of the brave. That raucous roar, they gasp and point at the tramping, tramping spray. None can glimpse the adrenaline rush on land, on water, the quickest of all. 320, blur, she's lift, skipper come in, over. He surely knew it was his own weight. Into the water barrier and beyond, his memorial stands on Pussycat Hill over Lake Dumbledon. Paul mentioned Ryan earlier, third call done, I think, first. And this is how Ryan gets into your head. Corset known as Ryan. Old age is a poor defense, wheezing past my prime. I just sit on the fence, excuse me while I mind. Cause this is how I commence, in muted moments so sublime. These do not imply offense, that wretched nursery rhyme creeps in from my past tense. Judicious memories grime, a fine act of fear pretense, gut wrenching every time. No revision could condense the hideous scent of time. No blank can stave expense, it sprouts recidivistic crime. You thought of Peter's pence, but I didn't have a dime. Beyond the present perfect tense, free verse belfries yet decline. Far too late for common sense, over endings in half chime. The Ice Hotel. 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel, renewed each year to a Swedish code. Twinkling elegance in the clearest shell. 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel. Complete with church and wedding bell. Coolest sculpture and ephemeral mode. 200 bedrooms, the Ice Hotel, renewed each year to a Swedish code. On non-such. Don't move, whispers the mate, on your collar. I feel nothing, light as confetti. The warbler flits onto my thumb, a cobweb claw, light as the breeze. Shoot, too late, aft on the rail, rest a while. Crumbs and water hold no sway, no excess on this leg. Focus, gone again. Adios, landfall to the north. Is the ladybird speck in the lens between the gastries. Thank you.
Thank you, Seamus. Next up we have Patricia Ross.
mechanical. I've probably read this before, but I get it a bit creaky since then, so if I'm if you like the previous version, fine, or not, so what? Marian, don't get up, don't rest, and smile and smile and smile yourself to infinity, the height of gold in your likeness. Soften shape your beloved beauty, and craft conversation to your own pace, writing in thinness and width. Crash into a hundred chariots of glory and folklore, and hold the candle to your equals, if only to burn yourself. But never stop to rest, to think, to call a halt to the sundry events, for all this will form center that is chief man's clock that will guard the stage. Thank you. Woo!
Thank you, Patricia. That worked on me. 1,000 minutes business. Next up to you on the mic, Mr. Patrick Carter.
A poem called Night Fever, written for my daughter. I am the funnel of uncountable mutation. You are my destination, my culmination. Eons of genes replicated to reach you. If I were deaf to your wails, my nose could sniff you out by your subtle gubine aroma. Feeding your eyelids flicker open like a moth's unfolding wings, and the moon is a jewel reflected in your pupils. The plastic scepter of diminishing white is clasped between my finger and thumb as the vice of your toothless gums chews relentlessly. Somewhere in the city, with bricks of my nana's heart, my baby aunt's cough lies stifled by clay. Each morning I lay awake, my ears pricked for the gift of your grunt.
Thank you, Pat. And next up we have Mr. Dorahan.
Occasionally, to notice the quickening of pulse, and some words came out of nowhere, telling me the lead was not false. I saw through the haze of my friendly pipe, and knew this could only be, that the person smoking the pipe could only have been me. The Englishman and myself. An Englishman is fishing in the lake nearby. He doesn't notice the island is awake. Perhaps he's found the island's own integrity, fishing in the waters of the lake. I will go and turn my back upon the island, the subtle thoughts of saints I leave behind. I will go concealing truth as to others. I will go gossiping in the taverns of my mind. This is called a fort and not about anybody here. Fort. The reliance in its face, the ripples on its frown receded when the tide began, but the inkling of a storm lit grey eyes. The haggard crag in its cheek cooled his inner thought that could sum up the Pope or move a train with a keeping push. He could sniffle a story a mile away, bank it for future reference with great interest and to no account. His ears were like a hare's antenna, sensing the form of unsuspecting and the unruffled. He senses their secret philosophies. Let your inspiration be others, he said. Wear their feathers. Thanks.
There's no screaming, people coming up the stairs. Yes? It's a Sean O'Glatheen.
Last morning, that is Sunday morning, as today is, or tonight is Sunday, or Monday is tonight, isn't it? So, last morning I cried very quietly in Bishop Lucy Park about. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Quietly?
Very quietly. Yeah, actually, very quietly. Nobody saw me. I'm not joking, girl, I did. Patio, in Bishop Lucy Park, as I sang Hallelujah. No, my own, actually. Whatever my means.
And you weren't here as well, you sang Hallelujah?
It was kind of, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, it was a very peaceful morning. Very peaceful morning. Beauty drowns my soul. 40,000 of our beloveds this is our time as I roll a glorious cigarette. Move on. The little man, is it? The little one, I can't, sorry, greengatherer.com, that's right, okay. That's the title. Spirit surrenders to flesh. In no, for those who hear this, and I know there are some here who can hear this, Anthony's dwelling. His vulnerability was power and respect and Beamish. Actually, I just kind of threw that one in there, but I actually put down holy water. But is there a difference between holy water and Beamish? Do you want me to get started? No, you don't. We're on our way out. Almost there. No one's come up the stairs yet. Except a few holy souls. I can't read me over right. Oh, there it is. I was trying to roll a cigarette about 5 minutes ago, Pat, and it's gone. Keen schools for flames of fire. Sorry, it's wrong. I just get a pair of glasses, look. That's what I must do. You can get a pair of glasses, you know me.
Do you want one?
Thank you. Almost there.
You're
buff
now.
I'm old, you buff. Come on, last two sentences. Almost there. Embers. God, I can't read these glasses. Embers going out Horny dead. No, that's not what it says.
Hoi! The S dot 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 up. Who said that? No.
We're there, assassin.
She's getting.
Please.
Leave. Take your time.